These are the cooling towers of Arak Heavy Water Reactor, glowing with pride over the natural skyline of Iran's Merkezi province, which visitors quickly spotted from miles away. On their weekend tour of Iranian nuclear sites, the diplomats who represented the non-aligned movement, the Group of 77, and the Arab League had the exceptional opportunity to get a good look at Iranian nuclear facilities up close. But this is not the first time. In 2004 and 2007, they also had enjoyed the privilege of visiting places any other country considers top secret. And this time, others, including the EU representative, as well as Russia and China, were also invited, but decided not to come.
In fact, we invited the same group we have visited 2004 and 2007. In addition to that, we tried to make another, positive initiative, inviting others to join us. They have not joined us. However, we respect their opinion or the decision, but they missed this unique opportunity. The representative who were present here, representing over 120 countries, were easily able to see the cameras, 24-hour cameras, the agency seals, and by coincidence, they were able to see the inspectors doing their inspection right there.
Unveiling five types of deuterated compounds recently produced at Arak's heavy water reactor added to the thrill of the remarkable experience.
I was really impressed. Really impressed because, you know, you had developed everything indigenous. You had, your people is showing that self-reliance is possible. And then you are showing that when you are committed, you can get it.
The goodwill gesture comes at a time when Iran is under four sets of UN sanctions aimed at discouraging the country from exercising its legitimate right to peaceful nuclear technology as a signatory of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.
What Iran is doing today by defending its right to peaceful nuclear technology is actually defending the right of all NPT members, particularly developing countries.
Iran has taken many steps in order to build trust, from its voluntary implementation of the additional protocol to the Tehran Declaration on Nuclear Fuel Swap. Considering the country's recent achievements, Mr. Jalili's comment about efforts made by major world powers to monopolize nuclear technology is something to think about. Gisumi Shahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.